So we have a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We ask that you fill each and every one of us with your spirit of wisdom and revelation. And as we study your word and help us to understand it and put what we learn into practice, so that we build the church at the same time we build our own life. And help us to understand what it means by one faith. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So I put the emphasis in verse 4 and 5. I read that to you, there's one body and one spirit. And just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. If we don't explain it, I don't think we will have a deeper understanding. Before I talk about one faith, I talk about one baptism first. And I want to see whether you understand what it means by that, one baptism. Right beside one baptism, I would like you to turn to Book of Acts, chapter 19. You write that down, verse 1-7. While Apollos was at Corinth, Paul took the road through the interior and arrived at Ephesus. And there he found some disciples and asked them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" That means when you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. They answer, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." So Paul asked, "Then what baptism did you receive?" "John baptism," they replied. "They, who are they?" "They are the disciples." Okay? And then Paul said, John baptism was a baptism of repentance. He told the people to believe in the one after him, after John the Baptist, that is in Jesus. So that one faith is to believe in the Messiah, Jesus, that come after John the Baptist. Verse 5, on hearing this, they were baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus. When Paul placed his hand on them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied, and there were about 12 men in all. So what does it mean by one baptism? Isn't it that disciple? When Paul talked to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit?" He said he never heard of the Holy Spirit. If you never heard of the Holy Spirit, then Paul said, "What kind of baptism you go through?" He said, "John baptism." I strongly believe that the book of Ephesians, especially chapter 4, is related to Acts chapter 19. So what does it mean by one baptism? This disciple, they've gone through baptism already. And Paul has to baptize them again in the name of Jesus. When Paul baptized this disciple in the name of Jesus, so they baptized into the death of Jesus and buried with Jesus, and then come up from the water, they rise with Jesus. Paul wants them to put their faith not on John the Baptist. Paul wants them to put their faith in our Lord Jesus Christ through one baptism. So this disciple, the 12 of them, has been baptized twice. It's not one baptism. So if your baptism is not the baptism by the Holy Spirit, that kind of baptism is no use. Could you do me a favor? Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. We are all gone through one baptism by one Holy Spirit. Doesn't matter whether you are Jews or you are Greek speaking, whether you are a slave or you are Gentile. For we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greek, slave or free. And we were all given one Spirit to drink. Could you do me a favor right beside chapter 12, verse 13? You write down Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4 to 6. You write that down. So one baptism doesn't mean that I gone through the baptism with John baptism. I don't need to be baptized again. You go through with the John baptism, you don't receive the Holy Spirit. If you don't receive the Holy Spirit, you haven't gone through the Spirit baptism. I say that one more time. We are all baptized by one Spirit into the body. If you haven't been baptized by one Spirit, you don't belong to Jesus Christ. You need to be baptized in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ so that you're baptized in the body of Christ. The body of Christ is the church. I say that one more time. Some people believe in Christ and then they receive the Holy Spirit. Some people, they believe in Christ, they haven't received the Holy Spirit. So make sure when you say you believe in Christ, make sure you have the Holy Spirit, first of all. And secondly, make sure you go through baptism. When I talk about baptism, I talk about water baptism. That is by man. Spirit baptism, that's by Spirit. We need to go through that kind of baptism, water baptism and Spirit baptism. You write down Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 3 to 5. At night, a Pharisee called Nicodemus came to Jesus and say that, I know that, Rabbi, I know that you are a teacher sent from God. Because the miracle that you perform, if you don't have God with you, you cannot perform this kind of miracle. And then Jesus answered him indirectly. He is concerned about the miracle that he performed. Whether it's from God or from someone else. But Jesus said, truly, truly, I say to you, you will not see the kingdom of God unless you are born again. In verse 4, he misunderstood. He's not born again to enter his mother's womb the second time he was born again. Born again means, and then in verse 5, Jesus said, truly, truly, I say to you, unless you're born through water, that's water baptism, and Spirit, the Spirit baptism. Right beside chapter 3, verse 5, right beside water, is submerged in the water. That's Acts chapter 19. That water baptism cannot be John baptism. John baptism also by water, but he wasn't baptized in the name of Jesus. Has to be, you write that down, right beside the water baptism. You write down Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 to 20. Has to go through water baptism in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, or Acts chapter 19, that water baptism, 19 verse 5, baptized in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? I want to put emphasis also one more. Let's say, if you are in the Presbyterian Church follow the Catholic practice custom. They have infant baptism. That doesn't count either. You have to know what it really means by baptism. Okay? And you have to acknowledge that. When I baptize into the death of Jesus. I bury with Jesus. I rise with Jesus. According to Romans chapter 6, verse 3 and 4. You have to understand, you have to confess it, okay? An infant cannot confess it. So that baby baptism has to go through again, okay? So that water baptism, because without the water baptism in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that water baptism has to do it again. But when you do it right in the name of Jesus, only one baptism. You don't need to do it again. Because you know what you're doing already. You understand what I'm trying to say? Some people go to Mormon church, cult church, and Jehovah Witness, they baptize too. No, doesn't count also. Okay? Has to baptize in the name of Jesus Christ. One Lord, one faith, and one baptism. When you baptize into the death of Jesus, and bury with Jesus, and rise with Jesus, you live a new life, that kind of baptism is come from faith. Faith in our Lord Jesus, not faith in John the Baptist, not faith in any other thing. Does that make sense? So one baptism, that baptism composed of two things. Water baptism by man, by your pastor, by your friend, by your father, by your mother, okay? As long as they baptize you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, or in the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. And then after baptism, I want you to write that down in the book of Acts, chapter 8. When Philip went to Samaria because of the persecution in Acts, chapter 7, of Stephen put to death, okay, they stoned him to death. And then all the disciples, they scatter except the apostle. And they leave Jerusalem and go to Samaria. And Philip go to Samaria and baptizing them. Philip baptizing them, they haven't had the Holy Spirit. Because John and Peter and heard that they go through the baptism, the right kind of baptism. And ask them, do you have the Holy Spirit? They say no. So then John and Peter lay hand on their head, and so that they receive the Holy Spirit. Just like in Acts chapter 9, verse 6, Paul, after baptism, lay hand on their head, and they receive the Holy Spirit. I say that one more time. Right beside the Holy Spirit, in chapter 3, verse 5, Gospel of John, you want to enter the kingdom of God, you have to go through water baptism and spirit baptism. Right beside that spirit, you write down 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. We are all baptized. We are all baptized by one spirit into the body. And then after you baptize, we are all given one spirit to drink. In other words, after you baptize, you need to grow your faith. You need to grow your body by drinking the Holy Spirit. Like people who get drunk, one drink, they won't get drunk. You keep on drinking, one of these days, you are totally controlled by the alcohol. So once you baptize and the pastor lay hand on you, then you receive the Holy Spirit, you don't feel that much because that's just only one drink. But when you keep on reading the Bible, keep on obeying Him, all of a sudden, you are totally filled with the Holy Spirit. So that's why I'm not talking about one baptism by the Holy Spirit and you're good to go. We need to drink. We are given one Spirit to drink and keep on drinking it. Right beside 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13, one Spirit to drink, you write down Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We all have one Spirit to drink. That means we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. That is the kind of faith that we have. One faith. That one faith is not one time. That one faith is one kind. The right kind. One faith, not one time, but one kind of faith, the right kind. Okay? Okay. I'll go back. Ephesians. Chapter 4, there is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope. As I said before, that one hope that I talk about, that Paul talk about, is the hope to be like Jesus Christ. You act like Jesus. You speak like Jesus. You do things like Jesus. You allow Jesus to enter into your heart to take control of your body. Then you can say what Paul says in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I no longer live. The life that I live is Christ lives in me. Now I stop it. In chapter 4, 4, I say that again. Is there one body? And one spirit. According to James' teaching, if you have one body, but you have no spirit, what kind of body is that? In James chapter 2, it's a dead body. Okay? A body without the Holy Spirit, that body is a dead body. Right beside 4:4, Ephesians 4:4, you turn to James. So the James chapter 2, verse 26, as the body without the spirit is dead body. So faith without thee is dead faith. Some faith is dead faith. Some faith is genuine faith. The right kind of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ is a genuine faith. I say that again. Truly, truly, I say to you, chapter 3, verse 5, Gospel of John, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless is born through water and born through the Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit to baptize us. We need God to baptize us. When we baptize people in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, according to Paul's teaching, in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14, If you believe in the gospel, believe that Jesus is the Christ, is the Son of God, and God will seal you with a mark and give you the Holy Spirit. Unfortunately, before Paul went to the church of Ephesus, who went there first? Apollos. Apollos doesn't understand Jesus' baptism. Apollos only understands John's baptism. That's why Apollos baptizing them in the name of John the Baptist. And they don't have the Holy Spirit. They wasn't baptized by one spirit into one body. Do I make myself clear? So that's why. When Paul write this, is to tackle the problem that they have. Apollos knows a lot of stuff, but he doesn't know Jesus' baptism. And so that's why Aquila and Priscilla, this couple that follow Paul and teach Apollos the right kind of baptism, the right kind of faith. We don't put our faith on John the Baptist. We put our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. It's not John the Baptist died for us. It's Jesus Christ who died for us. When we baptize, we baptize into whoever the name that you baptize. I say that one more time. Do you remember in 1 Corinthians chapter 10? When the people of Israel go through the Red Sea, Paul said that they baptized into Moses. They follow Moses, right? Let's say you baptize into Moses. You think you're good to go? No, you're not good to go. You have to go through the Holy Spirit baptism. Okay? They baptize into Moses, but they don't follow Moses. Now we baptize into Jesus. We have to follow Jesus. That's the right kind of faith. What happens if they baptize into Moses, they don't follow Moses? They don't please the Lord. They die in the wilderness. Brother and sister, after baptism, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, he becomes the head, and then we follow the head. That's the right kind of faith. I read that again. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Chapter 10, verse 1. For I do not want you to be ignorant of the fact, brother, that our forefathers were all under the cloud and that they all passed through the sea. They were all baptized into Moses. When Apollos baptized the disciples in the church of Ephesus, Apollos baptizing them in the name of John the Baptist is the baptism of repentance. You know what I mean? It's not baptism into Jesus' death and bury with Jesus and rise with Jesus. That faith is not in Jesus, in the person. Okay? Chapter 10, verse 2, I'll read that again. They were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. The sea is the Red Sea. They all ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them. And that rock was Christ. Nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of them. And their body was scattered over the desert. So what kind of faith are we talking about? Even though you go through the right kind of baptism, one body, one spirit, and one hope. You go through the right kind of baptism. In those days, they don't know that they need to be baptized into Jesus, right? So the best they can do is baptize into Moses. It's good. Nothing wrong with that. Because Moses followed the Lord's command. You follow Moses, that means you follow the Lord. But after they baptize, They rebelled against Moses. You remember that? They die in the wilderness. They cannot enter the promised land. I want you to write that down. In those days, the promised land is the kingdom of God. Truly, truly, I say to you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he's born again. Born again, not coming from your mother womb again. Born again means going through water baptism by the person in the name of Jesus, and then go through the spirit baptism by the Holy Spirit, so that you baptize into the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. You become the member of the body. So, Paul make it very, very simple, but we need a lot of Bible verses to support what he's trying to say. Because he expects, before you read 4:4 to 4:6, he expects you to read Romans chapter 6, verse 3 and 4. What baptism means? Baptism in the name of Jesus, that means you baptize into his death. You're willing to die with Jesus. That's the faith you have. And you're willing to bury with Jesus. You're really dead already. And then when you come out from the water, you live with Jesus in new life. That's kind of baptism. Then you're born again. Then you're born through water baptism. You're born through spirit baptism. And after you're born through spirit baptism, we were all given one spirit to drink, right? We keep on drinking it. How do I drink the spirit? Right beside the spirit, chapter 12, verse 13, 1 Corinthians, how do I drink the Holy Spirit? I show you how to drink with the Holy Spirit. You either pray in Acts chapter 1, verse 9, when the Holy Spirit come upon you, then you will have power to witness for Jesus. Then you pray, say, God, would you please fill me with your Holy Spirit according to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. If you don't want to fill us with the Holy Spirit, you won't tell John, you won't tell Paul to say, be filled with the Holy Spirit. That means he wants us to drink the Holy Spirit. He wants us to be filled with the Holy Spirit, right? And second thing, how do you drink one spirit? We are all given one spirit to drink. How do we drink it? You write down Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 63. The spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The very word that I spoke to you, they are spirit and they are life. If every day you read the Bible, you drink this Holy Spirit. Okay? And one of these days, your mind, your body will be totally controlled by the Holy Spirit. Do we need to drink the Holy Spirit? Do we need to? According to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13, we were all given one spirit to drink after spirit baptism. Does it make sense? Same as the baby come out the mother womb, then the baby will cry, and then they need to drink milk. And the time then, and they will grow. You drink one spirit, and you will grow. Through the word of God. Through prayer. Okay? Through prayer. And then, through obedience. Alright? And then, through service. I said, well, Pastor John, what do you mean by through service? Through witnessing for Jesus. I prove that to you. Go back to Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10, verse 17. Be on your guard against men. They will hand you over to the local council and flog you in their synagogue. On my account, you will be brought before governors and kings as witness to them and to the Gentiles. But when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say and how to say. At that time, you will be given what to say. For it is not you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. I want to say that again. If you're willing to serve God, you end up getting into the court. You end up, someone beat you up. Not because you sinned against God, because you obey God to witness for Jesus. When you're in trouble, don't have to worry what to say and how to say it. The Holy Spirit will speak to the governor, to the ruler, through your mouth. And then you are totally controlled by the Holy Spirit. I say that one more time. If people push the wrong button on your life, you know what happened? Then you are totally controlled by Satan. You'll be upset. You're yelling. You're crying. Every one of us has the wrong button in our body. Do you know that? And that's the thing that we have to control our body. If you don't think that you're that button, I encourage you to read Book of Job. In chapter 1 and chapter 2, he's a righteous man. He's a blameless man. He's the one who feared God. According to the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 14, verse 14, Noah, Job, and Daniel, three of them, in God's sight, they're righteous. They're blameless. They're holy people. But you know what? Job's three friends pushed the wrong button. And he become very angry. Don't ever tell me you don't act like wild animal. We all have that. Okay? But just that people haven't even pushed the button. We just watch out, right? Don't deceive yourself. Ask your wife, then you know right away whether, and then if you ask your husband, same thing, right? Brother and sister, that one body, you can either let that body controlled by the Holy Spirit, or you can let that body controlled by Satan. If there's no possibility for Satan to control our body, then Paul won't say in Ephesians chapter 4, give the Satan no foothold. You give Satan a foothold, he enter into it. Just like King Saul allowed Satan, the evil spirit, enter his body. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, when the Holy Spirit depart from King Saul, the evil spirit enter into it. So don't give the enemy a foothold. When someone push that button, you be completely humble and gentle, bear one another in love through the bond of peace. Make every effort to do that. Don't give your enemy a foothold. I want you to write that down. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26. And 27. In your anger, do not sin. When you become very, very angry, it's very easy to sin against God. When you sin against God, then you give the devil a foothold. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. And do not give the devil a foothold. You give the devil a foothold, verse 30. You grieve the Holy Spirit of God. What kind of faith that we have is one kind of faith. Not that the moment when someone lead me to Christ, I confess that Jesus is Lord, Jesus is the Messiah, Jesus is the Son of God, then you are good to go. You still have to obey Jesus' command because he's the head. The head is the one control the body. The body without the body without the spirit is the dead body. That body has to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Then that body are totally controlled by the Spirit. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, the Lord Jesus Christ is the Holy Spirit. You let the Holy Spirit to control you, that means you let the head to control the body. You yield to the Lord. You don't let people to push your button. And then you say things that you regret later on. Sometimes you say things that can destroy the church. Otherwise, Paul won't say that in chapter 4, verse 29, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their deeds, that it may benefit those who listen. Benefit those who listen. Brother and sister, if you say things that benefit those who listen, you build them up. In reality, you build yourself up in love. And also you build the body of Christ in love. I want you to link the Bible verses together. In verse 11 to verse 14. It was Jesus Christ who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors and teachers. Why Jesus Christ gave this kind of people to the church, to the body of Christ? Is to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith. Write that down. That is one faith. We all reach unity in the faith. Faith in who? Chapter 4, verse 5. Faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. The first faith we do is confess Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Christ, Jesus the Son of God. He's the Holy One of God. We confess that is the first step. And then the next step, we go through water baptism and spirit baptism. That's what they gone through in Acts chapter 2, Acts chapter 8, Acts chapter 9, and then Acts chapter 19. They all gone through. You truly believe? According to Acts chapter 9, when Ananias lay hand on Saul and he received the Holy Spirit, and then he goes to baptism right away. You don't believe? Even though you go to baptism 100 times, it's no use because you don't have the Holy Spirit with you. You wasn't baptized by one spirit into the body. You still do not have the Holy Spirit. Make sure you gone through the Holy Spirit baptism. Make sure you have the Holy Spirit within your heart. I tell you one thing. What's the proof that you have Holy Spirit within your heart? And you recall the word of Jesus. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. What's the proof that you have Holy Spirit within your heart? When things happen, the Holy Spirit convicts you and say to you, you are the sinner. You say, yes, I am the sinner. And I confess my sin. When someone pointed to you, to Saul, King Saul, that is Samuel, you are the sinner, and King Saul denied. He said, that's not my fault. It's my people. But when Prophet Nathan pointed to King David, you are the sinner. And King David said, yes, I sinned against God. No excuse. That means King David is moved by the Holy Spirit. Where it comes from? Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 8. If the Holy Spirit come upon you, you convict yourself. You say, yes, I'm wrong. God, you are right. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. You know why people don't believe in Jesus Christ? Because they don't believe the work of the Holy Spirit. You know what I mean? Without the work of the Holy Spirit, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3, no one will confess Jesus is the Lord. The reason why you can confess Jesus is the Lord, because you're moved by the Holy Spirit. It's not because the knowledge that you have. Because you're willing to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, then you are saved. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. We let the work of the Holy Spirit work in our body. Because the body without the Holy Spirit is a dead body. It's a dead faith. That kind of faith cannot lead us into the kingdom of God. I want to make sure every one of us can enter the kingdom of God. If we have the Holy Spirit within our heart, that's the seal, that's the mark that we belong to Jesus Christ, that's the passport to enter the custom. Okay? Go through the custom and you can come into Canada. You know what? There are 12 gates. 3 gates in the north side, 3 gates in the south side, 3 gates in the west, 3 gates in the east, 3 gates in the west. And then there are 12 angels stand by the gate. And he's a ministering spirit. You have the Holy Spirit within your heart, he can see through it. Please come in. You belong to Jesus. You can come to the church. If you come to the church without the Holy Spirit, make sure you have it. Another proof that you have the Holy Spirit. When you don't read the Bible, you don't have peace. Because the third fruit of the Holy Spirit, the first is love, second is joy, the third one is peace. If you don't read the Bible and you still have peace, definitely you don't have the Holy Spirit, right? How can a young baby survive without milk? We are all given one spirit to drink, right? And you don't drink the Holy Spirit and you feel peaceful? So come on, give me a break. You won't grow, right? You can't witness for Jesus. And you grieve the Holy Spirit. You know what? You know, if the parents see the baby is not drinking any milk, it worries the parents. The parent will go and see a doctor. Say, what's wrong with my child? You know? Because he didn't drink milk. He won't grow. Brother and sister, one faith is faith in our Lord. It's the right kind of faith. Put our faith in our Lord. The Lord is the head of the body. The Lord is the Spirit. Where the Spirit is, there's freedom. If you allow your body to be controlled by the Holy Spirit, Satan cannot control you. You're either controlled by the devil or you're controlled by the Holy Spirit. You're controlled by the devil, he's going to destroy your life. You're controlled by the Holy Spirit, then you can witness for Jesus. You build the body of Christ. When you build the body of Christ up, Paul said that you build yourself up in love. You serve God, and God bless you. No harm before the righteous, whereas the wicked are filled with all kinds of trouble. He shower upon you with blessing upon blessing. So as to encourage you, this is the right path, you just keep on doing it. That is the kind of faith that we have. One kind of faith. It's not one shot. I say that one more time. You remember King Saul? At the very beginning, he obeyed Samuel's teaching. Samuel tell him to go there, he go there. Samuel tell him that you're going to meet certain person, you're going to meet certain person. Samuel said, certain person will give you the gift, and he received the gift. Samuel said that
The lost donkey that your father lost, they find it. They find it. Everything that Samuel said is fulfilled. When he become king, he become proud and arrogant. And Samuel spoke to him because of the command of God, asked King Saul to destroy Amalekite. And King Saul refused to do it. And Samuel said, because you disobey God, I don't want you to be the king of Israel. You lost your job. He didn't believe in it. When he died, he's still King Saul. You know why? Because God gave him the chance to repent. He did not repent. Did he have Holy Spirit baptism? You bet. Because Samuel anointed him. But we also know that in 1 Samuel chapter 16, the Holy Spirit departed from him. The evil spirit come upon him. And in 1 Samuel chapter 28, he prayed with divination. He asked the dead Samuel to come up. But that is not Samuel. That's the evil spirit. And then 1 Samuel chapter 31, he died together with three of his sons. That is bad. This is a poor ending. Father and sister, I say that one faith is not one time short. Oh, I have the Holy Spirit. I'm anointed. I can do whatever I like. No, we are all given one spirit to drink. You keep on drinking the Holy Spirit. Keep on studying the Holy Spirit. Study the Word of God. Keep on let the Word of God to change your life. Right? That's the kind of faith that we have. Our Heavenly Father, you hear my prayer. Listen to our cry for mercy. Help us to understand what it really means. Not by imagination, by the word of truth. Because the truth is in Christ Jesus. And help us to follow Jesus. That is the kind of faith that God wants us to have. Then we act like Jesus, we talk like Jesus, we do things like Jesus, we're totally controlled by Jesus Christ. We will be richly rewarded when we see him face to face. I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.